welcome to episode 37 of the Ed Dye podcast. I'm your host, Ed Dye, and with me is actually somebody who hasn't done the show before, hasn't done any podcast show before, right? What's your name?
My name is Brandon.
All right. And what have you ever, have you done recording like this before?
Somewhat.
Okay. How old are you?
11.
All right. And we're going to be talking today about?
About Slender Man.
Now, you're an 11-year-old kid. I know you've heard of Slender Man. Tell us, what do you know about Slender Man? Tell us what you know about it.
That he supposedly is a very slim figure with no face that can abduct kids.
Where does he come from? Do you know?
I'm not very sure.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. We're going to hit and talk about what we know about it, where it comes from, what people say and think it is, and what they've seen. And from there, I want you to tell me what you think. As of right now, do you think it's real or not real? I asked you a couple of minutes ago. What did you say before?
Yes.
What do you think right now?
That it could or could not be real.
It's either or. You're not sure because some of the proof I have here?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go into it. You know what Wikipedia is?
Yes. Isn't it like a website that gives you like information?
Yeah. It's like, do you know what an encyclopedia is?
It's a book that gives you information.
Basically the same thing. Wikipedia is like the same thing online. Only different anyone can put up information on there as long as you're putting it correctly. But I don't know who checks it to make sure it's all correct though. But lots of people use the website for information. Sometimes information's wrong. But according to Wikipedia, this is what it says. The Slender Man, or just known as Slender Man, is a fictional supernatural character that originated as a creepypasta internet meme created by Something Awful Forms, used by a user named Eric Knudsen, also known as Victor Surge, in 2009. Do you know what a creepypasta is?
Not very sure.
Kind of. You kind of know. What? What were you going to say? Well, a creepypasta is basically, it's like scary stories that people do online. You know what an internet meme is, right?
Yes.
So imagine an internet meme. Most memes tend to be pictures. Creepypasta, imagine instead of being a picture meme, it's like a story meme. And then people just keep adding to it. So according to the website, it says that this guy, Eric Knudsen, or Knudsen, I'm not even sure what country that's from. He invented it in 2009. It's depicted resembling a thin, unnaturally tall man with a blank and usually featureless face wearing a black suit. When it comes to media and filming, Knudsen, the guy who created it, says that it's his character. So if this is a legend, right?
Yeah.
Why? How do you own a legend? But according to him, he says he owns a character. So he's actually been able to stop people from making movies and stuff using the character. So that makes it interesting whether it's real or not, right?
Correct.
It's also funny because Slender Man is actually, they've made video games. Which games have you heard of? Because I know you play games.
I haven't heard of anything about Slender Man.
Didn't your Brian show you anything?
Nope.
He was playing one for a while. I know there's two video games, at least two video games. One's called Slender, the 8 pages. You haven't seen that one online on YouTube where you have to collect the pages in the forest?
Yeah.
And then there's another one called Slender, the Arrival, which I never bothered playing. I didn't play any of them. I watch other people play. And I know there's been a couple of movies. Now, here's the funny thing about Slender Man. For something that was invented in 2009, there are supposedly other characters or creatures or legends from other countries that seem to be the same. In Scotland, they have something called Fear Dube, which I think basically means the dark man. In the Dutch have the Takenman, which means the branch man, branches, which everyone always says the Slender Man's arms can stretch out like branches, right?
Yeah.
And then Germany, there's the Grossmann, which means a tall man, also known as Der Grob Man, the way they spell it. It's like a weird B-looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the tall man because he's known as tall, which is funny because there's a movie series called Phantasm where there's a bad guy called the Tall Man, who's a really tall old man wearing a black suit. And that movie's been around since the 80s.
That's weird.
Yeah, so it's possible that if the guy created it in 2009, that's maybe where he got his idea. Now, when I go in online to look for information on these guys, for the Dubman, the Takaman, and the Grossman, all the pages and websites are always talking about Slender Man. I'm looking, if these guys existed for hundreds of years, I can't find information on them. Most everything comes up back to Slender Man. That doesn't mean that these legends don't exist, these other ones. It just means that the internet's been flooded with everything about Slender Man. Like all the websites only talk about Slender Man. Nothing really comes up to show anything, any old long legend. The closest thing that does come up are woodcuts. Do you know what a woodcut is?
Isn't it a machine or something?
A woodcut back in like the 16 and 1700s, a woodcut is when they made books. You know how they would use the old press? They'd have to put it's like a giant typewriter, put all the letters and then press it on the paper. That's right. How they would make pictures. They would have to carve out the picture on something and then put ink on it and put it. See what it looks like? Those are what we call wood carvings. It's those old black and white looking pictures. See the Kaufman?
Ah, I see them.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the only thing I can find, and that's from like the 1600s. There's a couple of them that talk about that one, and that's Germany, but I don't know if that's necessarily the Slender Man. It just means that there's those old cutouts, right? But it is funny because in Germany in the 1900s, there was a serial killer named Carl Friedrich Wilhelm Grobmann. So he was a serial killer who said he used to kill and eat his victims.
That's weird.
Well, it's funny because then that kind of match, I guess, what the kind of Slender Man does, kidnaps and eats people maybe sometimes.
Maybe.
And it says that he was caught, and before they could execute him, he killed himself. But since he never officially confessed to how many people he killed or whatever, no one knows how many people he killed or even why he killed them. Apparently, they say he did have a hot dog stand and he used to sell meat on the black market. And they think some of the meat he was using was from the people he killed. But since he killed himself, we'll never know. There's no way to necessarily find out, though. Now, the Washington Post, which is a famous website and newspaper, they say that the Slender Man is a fascinating case study in the creation and codification of an internet myth. So they don't think it's real. Now, what have you heard about the Slender Man? Tell us what you know.
What I know, like, so far.
Yeah, describe him, what he does, what he looks like, who he goes after and whatnot, and where did you hear about it? Tell us.
Well, mostly I hear about it on the internet, but I've heard he's tall, a black suit, a tie, no face, just long arms, and he likes to abduct kids.
Here's my question, right? Where do you think Slender Man gets his suits? Right? They make him sound like he's a well-dressed man, right? That costs money. If he's kidnapping kids don't got that kind of money. So how's he, what's he doing? Where's he getting his money for these nice ass suits? Especially these long suits. He's a tall guy. Does he shop at Big and Tall? I've been to Big and Tall and the suits there are not for no 8 feet tall men.
Maybe it was from the victims he killed before children.
Oh, kind of like Leatherface uses their faces to make a mask. You think he's just taking their clothing and making clothes out of it? He has to go buy needle and thread.
I don't know.
Now, here's the thing, though. For something that doesn't exist, right? We've seen pictures online. There's people posting pictures online. That doesn't necessarily mean anything because, like we were saying before, Photoshop, right? Remember I told you I could easily Photoshop you into the Wild West if I wanted to. But the thing is, for something, so if this thing doesn't exist and isn't real, then how come people keep saying they see it?
They're insane.
I don't know, because there was a whole town, like, according to the Stoke Sentinel, from the UK, in Staffordshire, UK, there was a town, which apparently it's called Connaught Chase. And as recently as 2015, that's about 2 years ago, more like a year ago, because we're still early in 2017, but about 2 years ago, there was accounts where people said they were seeing them. Now, it says that, what they saw was dressed in black with a suit and a silhouette face. The floating figure is a tree tall, so he's really tall. He has several long stretched out limbs and is said to lurk in the forest where he abducts children. That's the main thing people say about him. Well, recently, in that town of Cannock Chase, there was a surge of sightings. While many said that they saw it in a nearby forest, everyone's always, because that's what he's famous for, right?
Yes.
Being seen what, in the forest or in playground pictures and everything.
Correct.
Well, according to this, people said they saw it in the forest, which is also said to be the home of a black-eyed child. We've spoken about the black-eyed kids, me and you, but they're talking, saying that in this forest there's one black-eyed kid and a pig man that live in this forest. So he's not alone in this forest. Like, maybe he has friends.
I guess so.
Who would you rather be friends with, the black-eyed children or the pig man?
I'd rather be the pig man.
Why? Because you can cook them and make bacon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. The pig man's going to be my pig breakfast. Well, some claim to have seen the Slender Man appear in their house, in the house. There's a couple of stories I read about the, what is it, the Fear Dubin, the dark man from Scotland, where they say they'll see him tapping on the window because he's like a tree. But that's tapping on the window. Some of these stories actually say that they've seen him inside the house. Those recent accounts describe the usual Slender Man looking character. Only these people say that what they saw had red eyes. He doesn't normally have a face though, right?
Yeah, that's not him what they saw.
Or is it the real him? Maybe the real him has red eyes, and since everyone's making them up, no one's using the real details.
True.
Well, in one account, this is what a witness said. Let's go through some accounts. It said I think it was a girl. She said it appeared to rise out of the trees and hover over the path about 300 feet in front of me. It was dark, but I could see it clearly because the lights coming from the building that I guess they were at. It was also a pretty clear night. If I were to compare it to anything, I would say it looked like a stereotypical Victorian gentleman, long black overcoat with a Homburg hat. That's a weird kind of hat. I'll have to show you sometime what that looks like. I know this was no flying man because it had blood red eyes that shone in the night sky. It also had a mouthful of teeth that seemed to look like razors. Whatever it was, it stopped hovering and descended back into trees. Needless to say, I did not investigate any further. So they saw this thing about 300 feet in front of them. It came, I guess it stretched out over the trees. I guess maybe it opened its mouth and then stretched back down. Maybe keeping them out of the woods?
Maybe it's just that what they saw is trying to impersonate Slender Man.
See, that's true. That's true. It could be something else making itself look like something you heard of. So maybe you're not as scared, or maybe you won't think you saw what you saw if it looked the way it actually looks. In another account that happened in a home, the victim said that she woke up just before 2 a.m. to a loud scratching noise in her bedroom. She looked and there seemed to be a sphere-like shaped shadow at the edge of my wardrobe. You know, it's like something circular. As I tried to get out of bed and investigate further, the shadow began to stretch towards the ceiling. It was at that point I found myself face to face with the most disgusting and horrific creature imaginable. It was about 8 feet tall and had a white face with razor sharp fangs. So it has the same description as the other thing. You see what I mean? But both described the teeth. Did she say the eyes? I don't remember.
8 feet tall, white face with razor sharp fangs.
Yeah, she doesn't mention red eyes, does she? Now, it's interesting. You know what a medium is? Like when it comes to psychics?
Yeah.
Well, there's a medium who regularly goes to that town to take pictures of ghosts and says she saw a similar ghost in the woods when she was a child. She said that there was others there with the man and they were wearing robes. But they weren't tall like him. He seemed to be the leader. They seemed to be doing some kind of ritual and they chased me through the woods. I'm not saying it's the same man, but it seems similar. I will be going back to Canuck and try to investigate the Slender Man. So this woman's planning on going back and would you go back?
No.
Well, what would you do if you were in the, because she said this is when she was little. You're walking in the forest. You see what looks like Slender Man surrounded by a bunch of other smaller men wearing robes. What would you think?
I don't know. Demonic rituals?
Demonic, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot going up in their woods. There have been some undiscovered children burials up there, and it's been used in supernatural for a long time, according to her. This is medium Christine Hamlet who said this. I'm going to have to look up more information about her because I don't know dank anything about her. Now, this is the part where you said you found it interesting. In 2012, two 12-year-old girls stabbed another girl. They claimed they did it because they wanted to become proxies for the Slender Man. Both girls were found to have mental illness. What do you think so far?
They're insane?
Well, tell me, do you think they're insane? Because it didn't help their case. One of the girls says she spoke to Lord Voldemort and from the Harry Potter series and one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What do you think now? Bitch is crazy?
Yeah.
You can say it. Bitch is crazy.
She crazy.
Okay. What?
I've heard what a proxy is. It's supposedly like a helper for the creepypasta characters.
Yeah, so I guess that's what they wanted to be. They wanted to be helpers for the Slender Man. But the thing, I guess maybe they figured if we're helping him, he won't attack us?
I guess so.
But, I mean, would you trust him?
No, he could eat me in my sleep.
Yeah, I mean, what reason does anyone have to trust him? He kidnaps kids, lives in the forest, but he's well-dressed. What kind of, do you know anyone that's well-dressed that lives in the forest besides maybe Peter Pan or Robin Hood?
The old Leather Man?
Leather? Well, in Ohio, a 13-year-old girl attacked her mom after writing a lot of weird fiction that included Slender Man. And then also in 2014, a Florida 14-year-old girl set her house on fire with her mom and brother inside. And reports claim that she had been visiting websites that had a lot of Slender Man stories. Have you read any Slender Man stuff? Do you think it'd make you go do this?
Yes, but I'm not reading any.
Well, this is the one thing I noticed. You're a boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We think.
Yeah, you know.
Well, what did I say? Two 12-year-old girls, a 13-year-old girl, a 14-year-old girl. These girls are crazy. I think, is it Slender Man controlling girls? Are these girls just out of their minds? Does something go wrong with girls between the age of 12 and 14?
I don't know. 12, 13, and 14.
Yeah. It's weird. That is weird, though.
It's like a pattern.
It's a small pattern, but it's enough of a pattern to make me think that I wonder if there's more crimes somewhere that have happened that I haven't heard of.
It's weird because the 12-year-old and the 14-year-old happened on the same year. Have you seen anything about the 13-year-old?
The 13-year-old, I don't remember what year. It might have been the same year or even the year after. But yeah, both, they all seem to be in the same time period, which is funny though. It's funny you mentioned the year because in 2015, the Oglala Sioux tribe, that's a Native American tribe, had an outbreak of suicide attempts from people aged 12 to 24. So that's a wide range. They didn't say if it was mostly girls or anything, but people aged 12 to 24. Some said that it was connected to the Slender Man. I'm not sure how, but it is. But I did read that the Native Americans do have a suicide spirit, a spirit that makes you want to kill yourself, and that apparently it resembles the Slender Man in its actions and the way it looks.
That's creepy. I have a question. Okay, if you had to do this from the top of your head, where do you think Slender Man could have came from other than internet memes?
Honestly, you have that one right there. The Native Americans had that. So the suicide spirit. So, I mean, there's that. And if those old stories from Scotland and Germany and everything, if those actually are that old, then maybe it is possible that it's like kind of like a boogeyman that lives in the forest.
How did it came to be? Everything has to come to be somehow.
I don't know. We'd have to go to that Staffordshire and go interview him then. Would you want to go and interview him? We can go with that medium woman that saw him before.
Sure, why not?
Hell no.
Yeah.
I'll go. I'll need a gun, a priest, some holy water, and a sword. And a glove so when I bitch slap him across the face for coming near me, my hand won't hurt as much. He got razor sharp teeth. What if he smiles while I'm trying to smack him?
I just need a cross.
You think a cross will do it?
No.
Well, I don't know. There's no cases that I found that anyone... I mean, most... It's funny because all the cases say he kidnaps kids and it's kind of like, well, how do you know? Who told you if the kid got kidnapped, so how did the kid tell you? Right? What
I found funny is go up.
Mm-hmm.
What? It said Hamlet, ghost.
Yeah.
Seemed kind of supernatural in the woods. Wherever it said, they said that it was a burial site for kids. And that's weird because maybe that could have been the spawn and the start of Slender Man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you've heard of the Wendigo?
Yes.
Now, that's what they believe Wendigo is, like a spirit that kind of takes over people. So it could be like a spirit and then it takes over somebody. I mean, there was that killer guy we were reading about before. And maybe it's like the Wendigo.
Maybe the Wendigo took him over.
Maybe they're cousins.
That too.
But I mean, Wendigo is described to be big, but he tends to usually look kind of like a messed up looking deer. I don't know. What are your thoughts on knowing all this now? What I told you about Slenderman, what are your thoughts on him now?
He could still be out there.
Maybe it's something that used to exist, doesn't exist now.
The Alchemy happened in 2014 and 2015.
Those are crazy 12, 13, 14 year old bitches.
I know, but you don't know.
We don't know. I mean,
he could exist in hell.
Maybe he's talking to them telepathically. I mean, a lot of these stories just seem to be what people hear. Someone told me, I heard. It's never anyone saying, I saw him directly, except for those cases in 2015 in that town.
But what happens, maybe just because of how many people started him and followed and everything, what happens if he actually existed because of all of them?
If he came to existence because of belief?
Yes.
I don't know. I think there actually is a word for that. But you are right, though. I mean, is it possible that he could come to exist because so many things believe in him? That's kind of like the, what do you call it? Not Harry Potter. Peter Pan. Peter Pan, you know, Tinkerbell? Yeah. In the Peter Pan story, she starts to die and then they're like, oh, she needs you to believe so she can live. You have to say, I do believe in fairies. That was part of the story. Maybe it's something like that. They made him exist because so many people believe in him.
And maybe to get more to believe in him, he took over them.
You know, what's funny about that. That kind of makes me think of, what's it called? Freddy Krueger and Jason. Did you ever see the movie Freddy versus Jason?
Yes.
Remember Freddy, in order to exist, he needs people to believe in him. So he brings Jason back to kill people. So everyone thinks it's Freddy Krueger doing it. So they start believing in him. So he has more power.
And then in the power, he uses them to kill people in the dreams. Then Jason's.
Yeah,
out.
It could be that kind of thing. But what's funny is a lot of people dress up like Slender Man now. He's become such a popular character. He appears in art, video games, movies, online episodes of stuff, YouTube videos. People talk about him. People talk about him in TV shows. People dress like him now. People actually dress like him and go to Comic Cons. I actually know someone that dressed like him and took a picture with the kid who played Carl from The Walking Dead. Chandler Riggs took a picture of him. But he was standing over him, but he kind of almost teabagged Chandler Riggs. But that's, if you know what a teabagging is, I don't know if you know what that is.
I don't want to know.
You'll find out later on when you get older, you'll find out. You're only 11 now, but yeah, he kind of teabagged Coral. But yeah, I mean, that's the story of Slender Man.
You know, when you brought up Freddy versus Jason, you reminded me of something. Maybe a demon created him. The more thoughts that they thought of Slender Man, the more powerful the demon got. But when the demon got so powerful, Slender Man started to snap out.
Well, there is a belief that that a lot of monsters and demons live on fear, that they need someone to be scared of them so they can be alive. So yeah, so you're right. It's possible that maybe some other creature created Slender Man, or maybe is Slender Man, and is using him as a legend to get people to believe him, to make him more powerful, to bring him into existence. Mm-hmm. If not, it makes a great story. Copyright. The Ed Die Podcast. Don't be trying to steal our ideas. We're going to write that if we're going to write. We're making money off of that.
Yep.
If that guy who created him in 2009 lets us. But that's the basic idea behind what Slender Man is. If you guys have any ideas or other stories you've heard or anything that we haven't mentioned about Slender Man, feel free to hit us up on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just go to @IsEdDieDead or Edie Podcast, or just go to our website, isediedead.com. Feel free to email us with any ideas, thoughts on what you think about the Slender Man, anything you think we left out, or any ideas you want us to talk about in the future. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Sub to Minecraft Ruler.